Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, of course, our intrepid reporter from the Republican American who covers our area and joins us every week at this time. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Ruth.
Yes, another week, another running around.
Yeah, it's a surprisingly busy week, as
a
matter of fact.
Very surprising.
You always say
it's
that.
Almost the fourth week of the month.
Well, it's the fourth week. It's just a when it's this late in the month, you don't expect this many things going on.
I totally agree. Yeah. And just what I say, you always say though is, oh well, it's quiet, and then it's never quiet.
Yeah. Never quiet.
Well, I want to remind people that live in Kent, as a matter of fact, that there's a flu vaccination clinic going on today from 10 to 11 for seniors, and then after 11 o'clock, anybody from Kent can go.
Yep, yeah. Open to all, it's time to get it.
Absolutely.
So we had a busy weekend. We were started out Friday night at the Salisbury Forum, which was a good talk by Doug Schwartz of the Quinnipiac Poll on the 2020 election. Those forums are unbelievable. I'm amazed at the people they get to speak and the turnout, and all free for people to come. And that was held at the high school. And so good crowd, good time. We were also at the Wagon Run on Saturday up at the Cornwall Town Green, put on by the Little Guild, where we had people and dogs running to raise money for the to hopefully get a new facility for the Little Guild. They've outgrown theirs. And yesterday was a busy day. We were at the Sharon Congregational Church, where a young man from Hotchkiss unveiled a mural he had done with the church members. There was also, up your way, Marshall, a run. Did you see people?
It was the Salisbury Beast. The starting and finish line was right there at the bottom of my
it was a 5K or a 10K, and apparently a little grueling. I'm sure a little grueling.
Yeah, a little grueling. If you had to go up that way, it was a lot grueling.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't call it the Beast for no reason.
Yep, and that was put on by Rotary, and that was the first one, and they hope to continue to raise money for programs for kids that may need some help with substance abuse and things like that. And then it was over to the Hotchkiss Library to see the Civic Life Project, the kids from Sharon Center School last year's eighth grade. You know, this is the program that Catherine Tadgy and Dominique Lesueur put on and have the kids do documentaries on topics that are quite relevant, and a good crowd up there, too.
And the kids, the students always, I'm amazed at what they can put together and the time they have to put together.
And the interviews they do and the people who speak to them, it's really quite professional.
Yep.
It's well done. So looking ahead, though, to tonight, it's the doubleheader, I believe, in Falls Village that's been postponed because of holidays.
Yep, it's that. You got the Salisbury Pathways Committee. You got the Salisbury Board of Education. You got your doublehead meeting. You've got the Kent Park and Recreation. This is what was a strange thing that to me, the Kent Park and Recreation meeting, even Millerton Village Board meeting is meeting today.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and it's normally late in the month for meetings like that.
Very late, but because of the holidays and everything it got pushed back. So it's very strange, but we'll see what happens.
There's a couple more health odd things. In Cornwall tomorrow, there's a Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Wellness Clinic at the Parish House of the United Congregational Church of Christ. And at Sharon Hospital, they have their integrative medicine talk for women from 12 to 1:30.
Is that the one you get lunch, I think?
Yeah.
Yep. And also tomorrow morning at, I believe it's 10 o'clock, there's going to be a drug program at the Canaan Town Hall with Maria Horn and a bunch of other people. I'm not quite sure of the whole intricacies of that, but I will be checking it out. There is a meeting tomorrow morning at the Canaan Town Hall.
Now, also, you can meet the town candidates tomorrow from the Salisbury Republican Town Committee at 6:30. That's at 6:30.
Okay.
And also the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their meeting.
Right. Okay.
The Pope Committee meets on, on my birthday, Wednesday, as a matter of fact, along with the Region 1 Committee. ABC committee.
I thought everything stops for your birthday.
Well, that never stops.
Never stops. Okay, and then coming up to the weekend, there's a exhibit at the Hunt Library, Spirit of Animals. There's a talk on Charlie Bell's walking 10,000 miles at Noble at 11, And I believe the Habitat Gala is next Saturday as well.
And the film screening, The Mask You Live, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, 6 to 8 p.m., put on by Women's Support Services and the high school, which is a film that's suitable for 12 and up. And what it deals with is how we have our children develop their masculinity and maybe get them away from some of the stereotypes. I think it's going to be an interesting time for people to go, an interesting film to see, because I was talking with Women's Sports Services before before they had their candlelight vigil, and you know, you look at the crisis that happens with spousal abuse, we treat it more like a weed killer, where actually, instead of spraying weed killer, you just got to start from the roots rid of it.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to start with the younger people.
And the programs they do are just amazing for a small area, rural area organization. They do a wonderful job. And finally, next Sunday, it's Kids Day at Audubon, which is always a fun time. Lots of programs and getting the kids out.
And then they have, I think it's at 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon, all the kids that come in costume, they do a parade.
A parade, which is adorable.
It's really just a great day. It's the type of day it can be sunny and warm, or else sunny and bitterly cold. That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
But it really is one of the nice.
It's fun.
At Audubon.
Just to touch on the rec department, came before the Board of Selectmen in Canaan the other night. Dire need of fixing the pool, or it will not open next year. Loads of problems there. So that's an issue that's going to be in the forefront. And there's just no money to make the repairs and do what's needed. And also Thursday morning, we forgot there's a meeting in Cornwall to address the chemical spraying along the railroad track.
Oh, that's right.
The DOT, the hopefully representatives from the railroad will be there to meet with legislators and local selectmen to discuss that issue, which is the trees are being killed along the tracks there because of whatever they're spraying.
I'm a big supporter of railroads and everything like that, but I'm not a big supporter when years ago they made the mistake with brush hogging and destroying thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Once again, to fall back into the same trap and just and do this
just
stuff.
Do it without.
It just ruins their case.
Yes,
ruins their case.
I'm with you. I think, you know, railroads are a great asset. Keep more trucks off the roads and have many positive benefits, but you have to be good neighbors, and this is a case where they're not.
Yeah,
and it's doing the same thing, more to the point, doing the same thing and expecting a different result
exactly.
is really
yeah,
silly.
Yeah. And just one last thing in Sharon, the Conservation Commission is concerned about easements being blocked and signs put up by abutting neighbors to ward off people who want to use them, and the board and commission are going to send out letters to people saying, you know, these are town-owned property. People have the right to walk on them and take your signs off.
That always brings back to memory when they closed down the road that went by our house years ago when I was just a little kid. And people, it was town owned, even though the road was closed, it wasn't officially closed, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
So people kept coming by and getting stuck on it. My grandmother had her husband build a small little dollhouse right in the middle of the road. And that stopped anybody from going up it.
Yeah, but there's
your family, Marshall.
That's comical, but what's even more complicated now that nobody thinks about is everybody thinks, when I say everybody, they're so Google mapped that they just don't even bother noticing all. You just follow the thing, and that's never going to pick it up.
So. Now it's just an abandoned road. It's not even a road, but yeah, because people were kept getting stuck, and they would come to the house all hours of the day, and my grandfather would always pull them out and get them out and stuff like that. So finally, enough of this.
Yeah.
Dollhouse time.
Oh dear.
Well, Yelping Hill is another one where people just don't know that they shouldn't.
Well, all this right. is the opposite. This is people should be walking them. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Phew. I guess that's
it.
That's enough
much
for
it. And,
maybe
for
next
a quiet week.
Maybe next week will be quiet.
Yeah. Dream on.
Don't get the ranch. Exactly.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.